13 years after Ezra arrived in Jerusalem, Nehemiah came there to be governor of the city. These two men put their shoulders to the wheel together to bring the people back to God. These two great men of God are bonded together in heart and soul for one purpose. This is Leroy Iam speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of Nehemiah. The events of this book introduce us to the last great hero of the faith for this long period of history, from Moses to Nehemiah. As we look back, we are reminded of the stirring events, the trials and tribulations that the people of God have experienced. With Nehemiah, the history as recorded in the Old Testament ceases. We have followed the fortunes of this messianic nation from their sojourn in Egypt through the period of wandering in the desert, their settlement in the land, the time of the judges, the monarchy, the divided kingdom, their exile to Babylon, and back again to the promised land. How strangely they have been preserved, and how marvelously God has revealed himself to them. No other nation has such a history, and no other nation has had the privileges of teaching the world such deep and abiding truths. Nehemiah is one of the truly great men in Bible history. He did much more than rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. He realized that the true strength of Zion was not in the foundation or her walls. Her essential foundations lay in her spiritual life, her personal relationship with God. If these foundations were to be removed, all the rest would fall apart. In all that he did, he was stirred by his zeal for God and by his understanding of God's purposes in and through the nation of Israel. Nehemiah was a true patriot and statesman. He thought beyond mere national concerns. He saw Israel as God's chosen people, called out and set apart for the salvation of mankind. Good government was a means to a higher end. He was first and last a man of God and a man of prayer. In Persia, he prayed for the people. In Jerusalem, surrounded and beset by enemies, he prayed for the protection of God and his blessings upon them. The scenes portrayed in this book are lessons for us today. Jerusalem was badly exposed by the broken down and defenseless state to which she had degenerated. Her foes were mean, malicious, wily, and watchful. When they began to build the wall, the enemy made his move. Satan is not greatly concerned about the dead or degenerate church. It is the people of God with the trowel and the sword, ready to build and do battle, that causes concern in the satanic ranks. The building of the kingdom of God in our own hearts is our best defense. When we come to realize that every attempt will be made by a godless world to break down our spiritual defenses, we will be careful to build more securely and leave no gaps. Like Nehemiah, we will make our prayer unto God while we are building. Paul said, "Therefore watch, and remember that for the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up, and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." What a dramatic change took place within 52 days in the city of Jerusalem as Nehemiah built the wall. When God begins to work in our lives, how quickly the ruins of sin can disappear and a strong spiritual structure arise.